Ladies and guys who are sleeping with multiple women. Andy here, day 200 of the Inner Winner Show. We made it to 200. Holy shit. I can remember it wasn't that long ago that it felt like I'd just started. I can remember the first episode I ever did and how goddamn terrified I was, how nervous and awkward I was. Feels like we've come a long way. So, good shit. Today we will talk about, what are we going to talk about? We will talk about how to see multiple girls at the same time. And this is something that I've talked about quite a bit in the past, but every now and then I'll get a question. You know, people ask questions like, should I be honest with the girls that I'm sleeping with? Should I tell them that I'm going to be seeing multiple women? When should I tell them? Should I tell them on the first date? Should I tell them after we've slept together? I'll direct you guys to an article that I wrote like quite a long time ago called Honesty is an Ideal You Work Towards. And the whole point of this article was to teach you that honesty is something that you get quicker at or better at. And when I say quicker, I mean at first it's going to take you quite a bit of effort to be honest, and you're probably not going to be able to do it like up front. Now, if you can do it up front, awesome. Try and be as upfront as you possibly can. But like in my case, when I first started trying to be honest, I would pussy out like 100 times with a girl. I'd want to tell her before we met up, like, hey, I'm sleeping with other women, but I couldn't do it. I'd try like on the first date, but I couldn't find the words, or I was too nervous. I was terrified that she wouldn't be okay with it. And so I wouldn't. And what I would do is I would wait until I'd keep trying, but I'd eventually wait until like the second time we had sex. And then I'd say like, okay, I have to say it now. I can't have sex with someone twice and not tell them that I'm sleeping with other people. So then I would say, you know, by the way, just letting you know, I normally see more than one person at a time. I'm seeing other girls right now. Like, just letting you know. Over time, I got to a point where I could do it on the after the first time we had sex. Then I got to a point where I could do it on the first date. And then I got to a point where I could do it via text message before we met up. And then I got to a point where I just put it in my Tinder bio. I'm in an open relationship. You know, she's bisexual. You can fuck both of us if you want to. I phrase it nicer than that, but that's essentially the sentiment. And so over time, it took a lot of practice and a lot of patience and a lot of time and a lot of effort. I got better at being honest earlier on and being more upfront. And I always recommend that guys do that just because it leads to less drama. It's nicer to be upfront with people. You screen better. As in, any girls who won't be okay with the fact that you're seeing multiple girls, you get rid of them quicker. You get rid of them on Tinder or, you know, via text message before you meet up. You get rid of them. And then you can focus on the girls who will be okay or who don't care that you're seeing multiple girls. And there's plenty of girls out there like that. You know, if you can screen earlier, you get more efficient at this stuff. You're not wasting time on the girls who would never be with you because they don't like that you're sleeping with multiple girls. So honesty, you'll get quicker at it over time. So to answer the question of when should I do it as early as you possibly can. And if that takes you a couple of times, like a couple of tries and you can't do it, you're too nervous, that's fine. You'll get better at it over time, just like I did. Try and be as honest as early as possible. Another question I get is, how do I find girls who'll be okay with me seeing multiple girls at the same time? If you're on Tinder, the easiest way is probably to see bisexual girls. Like, that will be in their profile. Like, they literally put, I'm bisexual in their profile. Those girls tend to be a lot more open-minded. They tend to be fine with the fact that you're sleeping with other girls. And the bonus, if you date or sleep with bisexual girls, you can have threesomes, right? Like, that's the strategy that I've used, or that's the way I've gone about it most of the time. I look for predominantly bisexual girls because those girls are just more open-minded. They're more sexual. They're more in touch with their sexuality. They tend to be okay with you sleeping with other girls. And then the other answer is obviously just the numbers game, right? Like talking to a ton of women, screening as early as you possibly can, like making it clear up front that you are sleeping with other women. The girls who aren't okay with it will leave. The girls who are fine with it will stick around and go on dates with you and have sex with you. So that's it. You don't really need to do anything special apart from just playing the numbers game. And over time, learning to be more upfront and honest about the fact that you're not monogamous, that you want to sleep with multiple girls. Another thing I'll say is, as you improve yourself and get yourself to a point where, you know, you look pretty decent, you have some good Tinder pictures, you dress really well, you have that sex appeal, you look like a guy who gets laid, the assumption will be you must be getting laid. And the better you look and the more, you know, sex appeal you have, girls will just kind of take it for granted that you must be sleeping with multiple girls. So you'll get to a point where this problem kind of solves itself. If you can get to a point, and everyone can, so when you get to a point where you look really good, you look sexy, you dress really well, you're lean, you have a bit of muscle, you have some good Tinder pictures, girls would just assume, like, you don't need to tell them that you're sleeping with multiple women. Now, I still advise you do it, but you'll find that when you tell them, they'll be like, yeah, of course you are. Like, I would assume that. Why wouldn't you be? You look hot. Like, you look like a guy who gets laid. Of course you would be exploring those options. So the problem solves itself as you improve yourself. So self-improvement is an answer. Another answer is just building your own life. You know, having goals that you're working towards, hobbies that you indulge in and enjoy, you know, your own mission that you're working on, the more independent you can start to be, and that would just be a process of working on your self-improvement that automatically makes you more independent. The more independent you can be, the more girls will get the idea that you have your own life going on, that you're your own man. You're not just sitting around spending, you know, 10 hours a day texting her. And the more independent you are, the more independent you come across as, she'll just assume like, oh, you probably are sleeping with other girls, or, you know, you're more likely to be sleeping with other girls. So again, that's one thing that helps, having your own life going on, having your own mission that you're working on, just being independent. Then she'll assume like, yeah, he's probably sleeping with other girls. Again, I still recommend you tell her explicitly at some point as early as you possibly can. I don't advocate having sex with girls for like weeks and weeks and weeks or months and not telling them. Because then when you do tell them, if she's not okay with it, Jesus, that's going to blow up. She's going to be like, why the fuck didn't you tell me? Why are you telling me now? That's not okay. And that's more drama for you. It's not fair on her. Blah, blah, blah. Another question I get asked is, how do I handle the question when a girl like explicitly says, are you seeing other girls? And the answer is just be honest. Just be like, yeah, I am. Yeah. You don't have to say any more than that if you don't want to. I do. I will then talk through it. You know, but just be honest. So what I do when I'm talking through is I say like, yeah, I am, you know, you're welcome to see other guys if you want to, see other girls if you want to, like, do what, I'm not going to control you. Like, you know, let me know how you feel about that. And I usually add in like, you know, I try and be a little empathetic and I say like, I try and look at it from her point of view. And I'll say like, I'm really happy seeing you. I really like you. You're really hot. I think we connect. You're really cool. As long as you're happy to keep seeing me, I'm happy to keep seeing you. So don't think that this is, because one of the concerns that girls have, if you're seeing other girls, they kind of feel like, well, I can't be that special then. Like, he's just going to drop me at any point in time, right? Like, he's probably got one foot out the door. What if he finds a girl that's better than me? What if he just gets bored of me? He's probably someone that gets bored easily because he's sleeping with multiple women. So I kind of like to cut that off and make, like, I head that off at the pass, as the saying goes. I kind of cut that off before we get there. I just make it clear to her, like, you know, I'm not going to just ditch you. I really like seeing you. You're lots of fun. Like, I'll keep seeing you for as long as you're happy to keep seeing me. Like, please don't think that just because I'm seeing multiple girls, that means that I'm not going to keep you around, right? I'm not trying to get rid of you with another girl. I also like to make it clear of like, I'm not constantly going out there seeking more girls. Once I have like, let's say 3 girls or 4 girls that I'm sleeping with, I kind of like to keep those girls around. I don't really like to just go and get new girls all the time. Now, if a couple of those girls stop seeing me, then obviously I'll go out and replace them. But I'm pretty content with just having like 3 girls. I know that sounds hilarious. I'm content with having 3 or 4 girls I fuck. It's like, yeah, bro, anyone would be content with that. But I'm trying to make it clear to the girls, right? I'm trying to say like, I'm pretty happy seeing you and a couple of other girls. Like, I'm not going to replace you. Like, if you stop seeing me, sure. Like, yeah. But at this point in time, I'm happy seeing you. So I like to make that clear to girls. You can do the same if you want to. It's entirely up to you. But the bottom line is just be honest. Just tell her like, yeah, I'm sleeping with other girls. Like, there's no reason to hide that. And when you hide something like that, you're essentially telling her, and more to the point, you're telling yourself that it's something to be ashamed about. And you shouldn't be living your life, or it's best not to live your life in a way that makes you feel ashamed. If you're feeling ashamed, that means there's a disconnect between, you know, your principles and your current actions. And that's not really a healthy way to live your life. You want your principles or the things that are important to you to line up with your actions. So if honesty and telling the truth is important to you, make sure your actions reflect that. Try and be honest as often as you can, whenever you can be, at every chance. You won't be honest 100% of the time. We all tell little white lies and sometimes we accidentally tell, you know, a lie when we and then we think, why the fuck did I lie about that? That's part of being human. You're a fuck up. I'm a fuck up. That's fine. But as long as you're honest as often as you can be and as honest as you possibly can be in those moments, then, you know, brilliant. Another question I get asked is, should I tell the girls about the other girls? As in, should I like literally tell them, oh, I'm seeing this girl and, you know, she's like brunette or she's got big tits. Like, should I tell them the details? That's up to you. And that's up to the girls that you're seeing. You know, if you're in the position I'm in where you have like threesomes with the other girls and stuff, yeah, I'll tell them about the other girls because the idea is like I want to eventually get them to have threesomes with me, right? So I will tell them about the other girls, but I'll just show them pictures. I'll be like, here's this girl. Do you think she's cute? If it's not in that scenario, then no, I don't tell them about other girls. I don't think you need to. And you're going to find most girls don't really. It's not that they. Yeah, I guess you could say they don't want to know that. They're okay with you sleeping with other girls, but like they don't usually want you to rub it in their face. And if you tell them about another girl when you're with them, it's like you're disrespecting the time you're spending with that girl, right? If you're talking about some other girl when you're with her, you're basically saying this other girl is like more interesting to me, or I'm going to bring her up. It just really rubs it in her face. And, you know, like a lot of you are cool with girls fucking other guys, as like in a casual way. I am not with my girlfriend Imogen. That's like very much, you know, I've talked about that in the past. From someone that I'm dating seriously, I only date people who are willing to be or who want to be monogamous, like to me. And then we sleep with girls together. But for casual sex buddies, like for the friends with benefits that we have, the other girls that we see, I don't really care what they do. They can go off and fuck like 10 guys if they want to. I hope they wear condoms. I hope they're safe and that sort of shit. But like, it's their life. They can do whatever they want. If you guys are in the same position, you know, in terms of girls sleeping with other guys and you don't really care, you want them to just go off and do that. Or I should say you're okay with them going off and doing that. You wouldn't really want the girls to be telling you every intimate detail of the guys that they're fucking, right? Like, you're cool with her fucking other guys. You're like, yeah, do whatever you want. It's your life. Go for it. But you don't want her to be like, oh, this guy has like a 7-inch dick and like, you know, he's really buff and this. Like, why do you want to know that? That is probably just going to make you feel insecure. Even if you're someone who's super secure, I'm pretty damn secure, but I don't necessarily want a girl to be telling me all the intimate details of some other guy. There's also the element of like, now I'm thinking about him when I want to be thinking about you. That's kind of like a bit weird, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't really want to be thinking of some other dude that I don't know when I'm trying to have sex with you. And so look at it from a girl's point of view. She doesn't really want to be thinking of other girls while she's fucking you. Most girls would agree with that statement. Again, it's different if you're going to have threesomes with her and the other girl, then yeah, you need to tell each other what they're both like. You need to share pictures and shit like that. That's a different conversation, so. For the most part, you don't really need to share details. Just as long as, you know, you're honest about the fact that you're sleeping with multiple other girls, you don't really need to tell her how many or who they are or what they're like. You know, those details I don't think are that important. And for the most part, I think even if a girl was to ask you those questions, I think it's more like a morbid curiosity. And I've found, because I have tried being honest, every girl I told wasn't really happy with it. She really like regretted asking me. And then I was like, okay, well, like you asked the question, that's your answer. And then, yeah, it just, yeah. So for the most part, I don't bother telling them those questions. And you'll find most girls don't really ask. It's only like the rare ones that ask like, what are they like? Tell me about the other girls. And that's usually like a trap. And I don't mean like a trap, like a shit test, but you guys get what I'm talking about. It's like a trick question. It's a question that she doesn't really want to know the answer to. Maybe that is the definition of a shit test. In terms of logistics of how you logistically see multiple girls at the same time, it will depend on the girls. It'll depend on you. It'll depend on your schedule. It'll depend on like how independent they are versus like some girls will want to see you a lot. Some girls can go like weeks without seeing you and they don't really care. They'll keep like they won't disappear. They're happy with just seeing you every 3 weeks. So I like to see, I don't have any hard and fast rules. I like to see girls roughly once a week, maybe once every 2 weeks. And now that's just like a factor of how busy I am, the fact that I have a girlfriend, that we live together, that we have like our own sex life, that we're seeing three other girls at this current point in time. So we don't really have time to be seeing, I don't have time to fuck my girlfriend a couple of times a week plus three other girls in a week, right? Like I just, that would take up every day of the week. I don't have enough time for that. So for us at this point in time, we see girls roughly like once every 2 weeks, like per girl. Like we see each girl once every 2 weeks, maybe once every 3 weeks, depending on the girl. You might find yourself, you want to see girls a little more often, go for it. If you want to see them a little less often, go for it. Each will have their pros and cons. If you see girls less, I'd make it clear to them that like I'd send them a text or just have a conversation at some point. Just be like, hey, just like letting you know I'm kind of like super busy and I got my own life going on and stuff. So like I'd like to hang out like maybe once every 2 weeks or so. Like let me know if that suits you. But just so you don't think that I'm ignoring you or something or getting bored of you, I'm just super busy and I normally only see girls like once every 2 weeks. As long as you have that conversation and tell her the expectations so she knows what the expectation, so she can adjust her expectations, I should say, then most girls are pretty cool with whatever schedule you want. The key point is just fucking tell her the schedule, right? Because that's where the issues come. That's where girls start to feel like left out or like you don't give a shit or like, you know, she just feels left in the dark. She's like, I don't fucking know if this guy is even into me. He's only hitting me up like every 2 or 3 weeks. Does that mean he doesn't like me? She's probably going to, you know, keep her ego safe and go off and not talk to you anymore, not see you anymore. Because like, it doesn't feel good having to wait 3 weeks for someone to even text you and hit you up, right? Like it feels like you're just waiting around for that person. Whereas if you tell her explicitly, I'm only going to hit you up every 3 weeks. Is that cool? She's like, cool. I can like temper my expectations. I don't have to sit around like wondering if you're into me. I know that you're into me. You're just busy. So I like to always be honest with that shit. Just makes your life easier and her life easier. If you want to see girls more often than that, like let's say you're seeing like, let's say you're seeing two girls. Maybe you're seeing three girls and you want to see them all once a week. Like just fit them in whenever works well for you. The other thing I'll say is, it doesn't always have to be at night. It surprises me how many guys don't ever think about like seeing a girl during the daytime or in the morning, like whenever the fuck you want. And I guess it's just kind of like most normal people have built up this habit of like having sex at night and seeing each other at night. And I get that that's more romantic under, you know, the moonlight and all that kind of shit. Nighttime is always more romantic, but with girls that you're already seeing and already having sex with, if you have like a free, you know, hour or two during the day, just invite them over at that time. Like I see probably 50% of the time I see a girl, it will be during the daytime. Probably like more than that. Because I've just always been free during the daytime more than the nighttime. Tons of girls will be available during the daytime, especially on the weekend. Like that's easy mode. But like even during the week, especially if you're dating like university students, they'll be happy. Like they got free time. They'll be happy to come and meet you during the daytime. So that's how you can fit in seeing multiple girls in 1 week if you don't have much free time at night. Just like schedule dates during the daytime. Another trick you can use, I've talked about this before. If you're someone that's super busy, but you have a couple of girls that you're seeing and you just kind of can't fit them in like logistically, what you can do is if you have one free day, you can see multiple girls, right? Like you can see one girl at like, you know, 12 p.m., midday or whatever. You can see another girl at 2 p.m. and then you can see the third girl after that if you want to. If you're going to do that, do what I do, which is you don't come for the first two girls. Or if you're going to see two girls, don't come for the first one. Do everything except like fuck her brains out, have a ton of fun with toys, do a bunch of that shit. If she asks why you haven't come or why you're not going to, just say like, you know, I'm saving myself or you got to earn it or you haven't been a good enough girl. Next time I'm going to fuck you and like bust all over your face. Like make it a fun thing. Say that in a fun way. Don't say it in like a, you know, you've done a shit job, because she will be thinking, shit, did I not do a good job? Why didn't he come? Especially because most guys come when they have sex, right? So make it a fun thing. Just say like, I really want to build up anticipation. I mean, hell, if you want to be, you can be honest and say, I'm going to see another girl later, but I know I'm a big advocate of honesty, but not at the expense of like hurting someone's feelings. And in this case, I think the more kind thing to do is not be honest about that and tell a little white lie and just say like, oh, I want to save it. Again, like it's your life. If you want to be honest, try that. If you want to be brutally honest in that moment, say like, oh, I'm going to fuck another girl later. See how that goes. Some girls will be okay with that. A lot of girls will just think like, why'd you tell me that? I wish you hadn't told me that. It's kind of one of those things, you know, and I'm going to be at the risk of being hypocritical here, but there are times where the brutal truth is not the kindest way to proceed. And this will be one of the few times when I will say tell a little white lie, or I personally tell a little white lie, and I would much rather do that rather than hurt someone. Now, you might have different principles to me. You might say, I want to be honest no matter what. Fine, be honest. Some girls won't be okay with it. Some will be. It'll just be a screening thing. Some girls will be hurt by your brutal honesty. They'll leave. Some girls will like your brutal honesty. They'll stay. You know how this shit works. It's the numbers game, screening, blah, blah, blah. But all of that is probably a moot point anyway, because most of you guys aren't that, most of us aren't that busy that you literally couldn't fit in, you know, a couple of girls a week and that you'd have to do it all on the one day. Most of us aren't that busy, if we're honest. And it's usually just easier to see them like once every 2 weeks. If you're really that busy that you have to start cramming girls into one day, probably just send a couple of them a message and say like, hey, I'm just going to go back to seeing you once every 2 weeks, or I'm going to go to seeing you once every 2 weeks just because that's easier. I'm just super busy. I don't have a lot of free time. And most girls will be like, yeah, that's fine. Thanks for letting me know. I appreciate you keeping me in the loop and being upfront with me. I'll finish up by saying, if you guys have any more questions about how to see multiple girls at the same time, send me a message or, you know, go on my forums and message me on there or whatever. I'm happy to revisit this at a later time, because most of this podcast was me answering other people's questions. And it is a very like deep and complex, like open relationships and banging multiple women in an honest way is something that I don't think a lot of people cover, or I wish it got covered more. Black Dragon Blog does a reasonable job of being honest while dating multiple women. He doesn't go for full honesty, but he's probably the best out there. So yeah, I'm happy to revisit this in future. And the other thing I'll say is, I really want to push this notion that you can, by being honest and open about the fact that you're sleeping with multiple women, especially if you've got some girls who are open to seeing other women, this is like the best way to have a threesome. This is the easiest, most like foolproof way to have a threesome. Like just be seeing multiple girls at the same time, ask each of them, have you ever fooled around with another girl or thought about it? When two of them say yes, you just show them each other's pictures. You say like, oh, I'm actually seeing this other girl right now. Like, here's her pictures. Do you think she's cute? If they both say like, oh, wow, she's so cute, then just, you know, invite them both over for a bottle of wine. Just say like, hey, come over on Friday night, 6 p.m. We'll have some wine. You know, we'll hang out. We'll see what happens. That's all you have to do. When you guys have had some wine, just tell the two girls, hey, you guys should kiss, or just kiss one of them. Start touching one of their tits. It doesn't really matter how you get started. Boom, threesome, easy. That shit is so easy. Even though you'll be nervous and terrified, just like I was the first few times I did it. But seeing multiple girls at the same time is like the easiest way to have a threesome. It's like your cheat code for threesomes. You can have infinite threesomes. Why do you think I've had so many? I think it's like 23 girls that I've had threesomes with at this point. It's like just see multiple girls at the same time and ask them if they're into other girls or if they'd ever think about it. Show them the pictures, boom, threesome, done. I really want you guys to go out there and start exploring threesomes, because I have a ridiculous number of people that say like, man, I really wish I could have a threesome. And in terms of the people who have actually done it, like, man, it's like 1% of the people who tell me they want it actually do it. Even though tons of you are in the position to do it, you're already seeing multiple girls. You just have to kind of take that leap of faith. It's terrifying. You'll be nervous as fuck. I was. So yeah. Go out, have some threesomes, see multiple girls at the same time if you want to. I guess the other thing I'll add in is if you only want to see one girl at a time, like awesome, go for it. I hope one thing I make clear in my podcasts and my articles is that you should always be doing what you want to do. You don't have to see multiple girls if you don't want to. If you want to get a girlfriend and be monogamous, if you want to settle down and get married, absolutely go for it. I want you guys to be happy. I want you guys to play by your own rule books. I want you to do what you want to do. Now go out there and have some fucking fun, you dirty bastards.